Sarah G has been explaining how one should note the presently arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, with aim and effort. Every time the object arises, one should note it with aim and effort and follow closely. Yogi has only one duty of noting the object with aim and effort. With sustained mindfulness, so that the mind will fall calm and collected on the object. In order to be able to note the object, one should exert effort continuously, and one should aim the noting mind onto the object so that the noting mind will be direct or face to face with the object. Aiming, directing the noting mind, it is one of the jhanic factors. As soon as the object arises, one should note it right away with aim and effort. And when coming for interview, yogi should first start reporting about rising and falling of the abdomen. They should not be reporting other things, but they should start with reporting rising and falling. Reporting about rising and falling, it describes the work of the yogi, and yogi should be dutiful in noting the object. When doing the duty of noting the object, even if knowledge has not arisen yet, but at the moment there is mindfulness noting the object, the defilements, raga, dosa, have no chance to arise. The moment there is mindfulness, the mind will be pure and clean. The mind falls calm and collected on the object moment by moment, and there is kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. One should accumulate this kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. Each moment of momentary concentration will not be as strong, but if kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, arises one after another continuously, then it will build up momentum and it will last longer. It is called tana, it lasts longer. And as the momentary concentration is continuous one after another, it builds up momentum and there will be the energy of these momentary concentration. One or two moments of momentary concentration is not as strong and it does not last strong. But when the momentary concentration arises repeatedly again and again, one after another, continuously, the momentary concentration will become strengthened, it will last long. In the example of a rope is made up of many small fibers. Each of the fibers alone are not strong, but when these fibers are entwined together into a rope, the rope becomes very strong. In order to make the rope very strong, the fibers have to be entwined together without gaps in between so that it will be strong. In the same way, in order to make the momentary concentration stronger, the momentary concentration should be continuous without any gaps in between. Also, the mindfulness should be continuous. The preceding mindfulness and the succeeding mindfulness should be continuous without any breaks, without any gaps in between. And also the momentary concentration should be continuous without any gaps in between. And later on, the mindfulness and the concentration become continuous for 1 minute, 2 minutes. And it also happens that the mindfulness and concentration become continuous for many minutes. As much the mindfulness is continuous without gaps in between, the stronger it will become. It gains momentum and there will be the energy of mindfulness and concentration. But if the person is noting the object and then resting, gazing, looking here and there, then the preceding mindfulness and the succeeding mindfulness will not be continuous, and thus mindfulness will not be strong and concentration will not be as strong. There will not be energy of mindfulness and concentration. Yogis should be noting every arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, with aim and effort. And when they come for interview, they should start reporting about rising and falling of the abdomen. And one should continue noting every arising object so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object. Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, will become stronger and stronger, and yogis should make the diligent effort in noting. In the word Kanika Samadhi, there is the word Kanika. It shows that there are other kinds of samadhi apart from Kanika Samadhi. Kanika means lasting a moment. When the object arises, such as rising of the abdomen, the samadhi lasts for the moment. And also, when falling takes place, the samadhi falling on the falling of the abdomen lasts a moment. And also, same goes with the other objects, such as thinking, imagining. When noting these objects, the Kanika Samadhi lasts a moment. Noting, thinking, imagining. And the same goes with other objects: heat, warmth, cold, stiffness, tension. When noting these objects, the Kanika Samadhi falls on these objects, warmth, heat, cold, and the samadhi lasts a moment. By noting the object with aim and effort, with sustained mindfulness, the mind falls calm and collected on the object, and Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, develops. There are other kinds of samadhi: Upachara Samadhi, neighborhood or excess concentration, and Abbana Samadhi, attainment concentration. Upachara Samadhi arises as the neighborhood concentration in those who are practicing jhana. Upachara Samadhi is preliminary to the Abbana Samadhi. And before this Appana Samadhi arises, one attains Upachara Samadhi, preliminary to the Appana Samadhi. And when the jhanic factors are fulfilled, one attains jhana absorption. The mind becomes calm, stable, unified continuously, and Appana Samadhi, attainment concentration, arises. So there are three kinds of samadhi: Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration; Upajara Samadhi, SS or neighborhood concentration; and Appana Samadhi, attainment concentration. In the practice of Vipassana, one develops Khanika Samadhi. Comparing the two kinds, the Samadhi concentration that arises at the jhana practice falls onto the Panyati, the concept. Jhana Samadhi has the Panyati concept as its object, and Vipassana Samadhi has the object, Nama, Rupa, mentality and materiality, that are arising at the present moment, are the objects of Vipassana Samadhi. In the practice of jhana, one focuses one's attention on Panyati concept, which does not exist at all. In the practice of Vipassana, one focuses one's mind on the Nama Rupa. In the practice of Vipassana, one focuses one's mind on the Nama Rupa, mentality and materiality that are arising, that really exist at the present moment. Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, is the concentration, the mind falling calm, collected on the object, which lasts moment by moment. Buddha mentioned Khanika Samadhi as Khanika Jete Gagata. When noting the Nama Rupa that are arising at the present moment, Khanika Samadhi develops. And Jete Gagata means one pointedness of the mind. Buddha taught Khanika Samadhi as Khanika Jete Gagata, and the meaning is Khanamata Titiko Samadhi, meaning that Samadhi that lasts a moment. When noting rising of the abdomen, the Samadhi concentration lasts a moment. And when falling of the abdomen arises, the concentration on the falling of the abdomen lasts a moment. And the noting mind falling calm and collected on the object, and such Samadhi concentration lasts a moment. And one should be accumulating Khanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, moment by moment, one after another. As soon as the object arises, one should note it right away, so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object, and one should actively, alertly note the object. One should not be acting in a slow or sluggish manner, but one should always be active, alert, ready to note the object, so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object and the mind falls calm and collected on the object. There is no time for thinking. One should not be slow. One should not be thinking what it is, why is it, how is it, but one should note the object as soon as the object arises. Sobihi jaitan nechalan tapeti, meaning that Kanika Samadhi has the ability to keep the mind calm, stable on the object. As soon as the object arises, the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object. And one object arises one after another, the Kanika Samadhi also falls on the object one after another. The Kanika Samadhi keeps the mind stable on the object, and the mind falling calm, collected on the object one after another, so that the mind is developed. So bhavana citta, meaning initiating, developing, increasing the wholesome mind, and Kanika Samadhi, momentary, keeps the mind calm, collected, stable on the object. Nechala means unshaken. Kanika Samadhi keeps the mind unshaken, stable, calm on the object. Apidoviya, meaning Kanika Samadhi can keep the mind calm and stable just as Appana Samadhi can. In the Lokiya Jhana, supermundane absorption, yogi, the person fixes his or her mind on the single object, and the mind is calm and collected in a uniform way. Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, also has the ability to keep the mind calm and stable just as Appana Samadhi can. In order to develop knowledge, in order to develop vipassana knowledge stage by stage, one should develop Kanika Samadhi. And in order to attain Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, to realize Nibbana, one should develop Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. When it is said that Kanika Samadhi can keep the mind calm and stable on the object just as Appana Samadhi can, when can the Kanika Samadhi keep the mind calm and stable like Appana Samadhi? Patipakkhena anabhibhuto, when the mind is undisturbed by the defilements, when the mind has removed the nivarana hindrances, when these hindrances are suppressed, the mind will not be disturbed by the defilements. Having removed nivarana hindrances, the Kanika Samadhi can keep the mind calm and stable just as Appana Samadhi can. Nivarana are the hindrances such as Kamachanda Nivarana, sensual desire, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, wanting to smell, wanting to taste, wanting to touch good things. So these are the hindrances. And also having tinamita, sloth and torpor, that weakens the knowledge, that hinders the knowledge from arising, is also hindrance. When tinamita arises, the person does not exert effort in the practice, feeling exhausted, wanting to take easy, tinamida is also hindrance. And distraction of the mind, when there is lack of mindfulness, there is distraction. Distraction of the mind is also a hindrance. Skeptical doubt is also hindrance. Having doubt whether the Buddha really exists, or having doubt in the virtues of the Buddha. And having doubt in the practice, whether this practice can really develop knowledge, is called vicikicca, skeptical doubt. Not having faith and confidence, or being confused, having confusion, skeptical doubt is called vicikicca, and it is also hindrance. Only if the mind is free from these hindrances, only if the mind is protected, if the hindrances are removed and suppressed, the khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, can keep the mind calm and steady, just like appana samadhi can. In order not to let the hindrances arise, the khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, should be continuous, just like a stream of current. Whatever object arises, one should be noting it so that the mind falls calm and collected on the object. And the khanika samadhi develops continuously like a stream of current. Only if the khanika samadhi arises continuously like a stream of current, the hindrances will have no chance to disturb. Aramane nirandara ekekakarena pavattamano, meaning that whatever the object arises, khanika samadhi falls on the object continuously without any gaps in between. Whether rising of the abdomen, falling of the abdomen, or whatever object it is, the khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, arises continuously without any gaps. Nirantara means without any gaps in between. The khanika samadhi is continuous, that there is no gap between the preceding concentration and the succeeding concentration. As there is no gap between the concentration, the defilements have no chance to arise. Mindfulness is continuous one after another without any gaps. Khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, is continuous one after another without any gaps. Even though the various objects arises one after another, the khanika samadhi arises continuously just like one. So there are various objects arising, but khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, can keep the mind calm, collected in the same manner, that hindrances have no chance to arise. And there will be tamma, there will be strength of the khanika samadhi. So when khanika samadhi can keep the mind calm, stable on various objects in the same manner, continuously without any gaps in between, then khanika samadhi can keep the mind calm and steady, just like appana samadhi can. The duty of the yogi is to note rising and falling of the abdomen. Every time the abdomen rises, every time the abdomen falls. So yogi should describe whether he or she can work on noting the rising and falling of the abdomen. The Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, should be continuous. And there will be the ability to note the object without missing, without failing. And also, there are adverbs describing the noting, whether the yogi can note the object meticulously, thoroughly, effectively, efficiently. It describes the quality of the practice. And if the yogi is able to note that way, there will be tama, strength in the practice. So first, yogi should describe whether he can note rising, falling, whether he, she is able to follow the rising, falling. It shows the work of the yogi. And also should describe the quality of his or her practice, whether the yogi can note the object meticulously, thoroughly, firmly, effectively, skillfully, showing the quality of his or her practice. So yogi should describe in that way. But if the yogi is reporting other things, then it will not be a systematic report. And also when changing postures, one should be mindful. So one should note the intention to change posture. And one should note every movement one by one. Noting intention, and then one should also note the movement one by one, moving of the hand, supporting the hand, getting up. In this way, one should be following every movement. The objects arise continuously, and the noting mind should follow each of these movements continuously, noting with aim and effort. And whatever the yogi is doing, one should not do quickly, but one should do slowly and mindfully. There should be sakaccha kriyata. One should note with respect. One should note respectfully. And also sataccha kriyata. One should note meticulously, thoroughly. Anatita kriyata, one should note continuously without stopping, without gaps in between. The only time that the yogi gets rest is sleeping hour at night. So apart from sleeping hours, yogi should be mindful in every posture, walking, standing, sitting, lying, bending, stretching, without missing, without failing. And aramane nirantara, the concentration should be continuous on every object without any gaps in between. And yogi should note respectfully, meticulously. And yogi should not be noting in a flippant, yogi should not be noting flippantly or in an easygoing manner. Each of the mindfulness is very precious. So in each of the notings, the defilements, lobha, dosa, have no chance to arise. If the yogi is not careful, if the yogi is negligent, he, she will not be accumulating wholesome mind, and his or her mindfulness and concentration will not gain momentum and will not be strengthened. Knowing that each moment of mindfulness is very precious, may you be able to value each moment of mindfulness, and may you be able to practice respectfully, continuously, meticulously. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.